Since the release of the president's report on education, all we've heard about is the negative, the failure of teachers, unmotivated students, shallow, meaningless courses. Well, in a three-part series beginning today, we're going to examine what's good about American education, some schools succeeding despite the odds. The South Bronx in New York City. Abandoned buildings, endless rubble, rampant crime, and shattered lives. But in the midst of the urban ruin, one building stands tall. Morris High School. Morris High has managed to rise above its environment to become an example of how education can work.
All right, good.
And plus the immigrants here before was like giving them a fight. It's like we close the door. We're in, stay in, you're out, stay out.
In an area where education does not often work, Morris is the exception. The school's 1,700 students, most of whom are from low-income families, are part of a learning experience that has been praised and rewarded by the Ford Foundation. Spokesman Ed Mead.
It's a school that's on the move, and you can see it in the halls, you can see it in the classrooms, and you can see it in the accomplishments and the records of the school.
Most observers attribute the remarkable turnaround to one person, Frances Vasquez, a determined woman who became principal 4 years ago.
There was a lot that I wanted to do. Number one, in my book, was to make it a place that was safe and secure, so that people could feel comfortable coming, and then you could demand, in actuality, that teachers do what they're paid to do, which is teach, and that the students learn. On every floor, you'll see somebody who's in charge of security. It doesn't have to be a school guard, just an adult figure. I believe very strongly in having a good ratio of adults to students. The more adults around, the better. The next thing that I thought about was that we had to establish a very definite goals. One of the first things that I put together was a staff manual so that teachers know exactly what's expected of them. And then that program of education became doubly important with respect to kids. In every class, on the first day of the class each term, the teacher presents exactly what will be needed for the youngster to pass that course. And they discuss it with the students. At the end, they have the students sign a contract and the parents sign a contract. So I never have a situation where a child or a parent comes in and says, well, I didn't know that my child wouldn't pass this class if he didn't submit a report. Then it also meant working on the support. In this school, it is absolutely essential. In a school that's an urban school where kids have a lot of difficulties, the families have a lot of difficulties, many of them are in crisis. This school has 1,700 kids in it. I have 7 full-time counselors. Usually the ratio is more like 1 to 1,000. The environment does affect the children. That's why we have to work so much harder at giving the extra support. If you take a walk from the closest train station to here, you'll know exactly what I mean by affecting the children. Those children have to walk past drug addicts, bums, alcoholics, people who are out there not planning any good for the people who are walking by. It is a very difficult situation, and the fact that they get here, just walking by even abandoned buildings for some of our young girls, is a tremendous accomplishment. And that's why we have to give the extra support. We have to make them feel it's worth coming. We care. Come. We'll help you when you get here.
In times past, the average Morris student cut classes or dropped out. Now such attitudes have been replaced by an eagerness to learn. An impressive 85% of Morris High's graduating seniors go on to institutions of higher learning.
It's a place where I have received hope. It's a place where I have received love. Everything. That's the way I describe Morris. I love Morris a lot.
To me, Morris is like a place where I can be myself and feel loved.
It doesn't look great, but it's the people that's in the school that makes it what it is.
Morris is my home, somewhere I hate to leave. I'll never forget it, and I love it very much.
For me, Morris is like the foundation where I put my future, because here I found what I really wanted to do. They helped me get it, and I'll always be grateful to them. I love Morris, and I love the people that helped me get what I want.
Joining us now, the remarkable principal of Morris High School, Frances Vasquez. and a professor of education, Michigan State University, who has helped with major policy decisions at the New York City school system. He is Ronald Edmonds. And from an expert's point of view, does this school in the South Bronx have in common with other good schools in a variety of neighborhoods? Have things in common?
Some. That is, my colleagues and I spend a lot of time trying to find schools like this one. And then we spend a lot of time trying to figure out whether or not, in fact, they're different from others. It turns out that they are different, partly because of the principal's behavior when at work, because of the extent to which everybody there has a shared understanding of the uses to which the school's to be put.
What does that mean?
That means that if you were to go and say, what's the major purpose of this place? In schools like that, you're far more likely to get a common answer than if you were to go ask that in schools that are disjointed and unorganized and not noted for the fact that everybody's interested in essentially the same outcome.
Most of us give credit or blame to teachers. Do we underestimate the role of principals like Mrs. Vasquez?
I think the easiest way to respond to that is to say there are no unimportant adults in a school, and by the same token, there are no rugged individualists either. The extent to which teachers or anybody else can do their job depends on how well everybody else does their job.
We saw your school has a solution to what clearly was a discipline problem. After discipline, what was the most important thing you brought to Morris?
I think structure. Setting up a situation where everyone knows exactly what's expected of them, and setting your goals and making sure that everybody around you understands what they are, and making demands on yourself, your staff, your students, and your parents.
Was your strategy something that you learned in your education, or did you have to make it up as you went?
I think a lot of it is just common sense and a school sense, knowing what works in a school. And by common sense also I mean, for example, if you don't have a safe, secure environment, how can you expect people to work? So that's number one.
You did it without a lot of money. Does that mean you don't need money?
No, it doesn't mean we don't need money, but you do learn how to scrounge, how to requisition, how to be creative without the money.
You have one particularly important alumnus who you might like to tap for a contribution.
Armin Hammer, for one, is an alumnus, and there are a few others.
Well, that's a good place to start. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you for standing up.